You are listening to a new episode of The Happy Me Project. But have you ever thought that you could be the host of your own self-show? You don't need a microphone, you don't need an audio system, and you don't need any audience. Because in this case, you are your own listener. And you might be confused. What am I talking about? Or what could I even be talking about? You know, life, media, and all else have filled us with fear. And we're constantly seeking approval and perfection. We always find time to encourage anyone around us, but us. This episode is going to awaken the motivator and the inspirational speaker in you, for you. You shall give yourself a TED Talk on the daily. We rarely consider the impact of our words on ourselves. And we always want to hear people's encouragement and their opinions. And don't get me wrong, that is absolutely okay. But not recognizing that we are our own motivation and inspiration is just us missing out on the best host we could ever be for ourselves. And as much as being a host to a fictional show sounds funny and unusual, giving yourself a pep talk on the daily could boost your mood and lift you up in ways that you never thought were possible. As the world needs you, you need yourself. Forget about your job, your family, responsibilities, and all else that require energy. If you weren't feeling inspired and motivated to do any of that, you cannot give to the world what you are lacking. And knowing that people might consider this episode funnier or less serious than the usual, let me assure you that this is one of the most important episodes. Because being your own cheerleader could benefit you in ways you didn't recognize. And it takes you to test it one time until you get hooked on the habit of encouraging yourself and being there for yourself when other people cannot. Sometimes you might wake up not having the feels of doing anything, and the house could be empty, having no one around us to push us to get from bed could leave us with a sense of loneliness. But imagine if you were someone that appreciated and handled well the habit of talking to yourself positively. You could push yourself with the need of no one, standing in front of a mirror, reminding yourself how amazing you are and how capable you have been over the years. Isn't crazy? It is a healthy habit that successful people tend to do, and they tend to practice often. The words you feed yourself with become your reality. The ideas you want to believe, you should practice on talking out loud. And it might be a bit hard at the beginning, but once practiced regularly, it becomes something normal, and it becomes part of a lifestyle of being there for yourself and reminding yourself of the good qualities you enjoy. It doesn't take much. It just requires a bit of practice of reminding ourselves on the daily for a few minutes only, that we are great human beings, that we are doing a very good job at everything we are doing, that we have been through several setbacks, and we worked ourselves out. Practicing gratitude that we have talked about several episodes ago could be done through positively speaking to ourselves every day and through affirming and listing out the blessings we have and what we are grateful for. Imagine like you are talking to someone that really means to you. You are going to pick the best words in order to uplift their mood and support them. So why not be your own best friend and remind yourself on a daily basis of everything that you appreciate and everything you wish to do in life? And by so activating our brains to listen to what we truly want and what we truly need to feel, we are intentionally pushing ourselves into the positive zone. We are ordering our brains to act upon these affirmations, and we are attracting splendid energy that will keep us going the whole day. Making this habit part of your ritual is going to reassure you and calm your nervous system down. It doesn't take much to tell yourself, I am brave, I am resilient, and it is my time to shine. As much as you would be invested in reminding the people around you of how good they are, give yourself a few minutes every single day to cherish your good qualities and to envision the person you aspire to be. Every single day, pick an area in your life that you want to focus on and choose to affirm what you wish to receive. Commit to this habit and work on practicing these affirmations out loud on the daily. Repeat them as many times as you need in order to believe that they are achievable. Do what works for you in order to thrive and be there for yourself. Because so often, rare are the people that will be there for you. One way to being happy, or at least achieving a stable, joyful state of mind, is to rely on yourself and to depend on yourself first. And once you realize the importance of this responsibility, you are never going to disappoint yourself. So showing up for yourself every single day and shutting up the negative voices in your brain are going to benefit you, and you are going to notice that on the long run. You are amazing. You don't have to wait for anyone to tell you that.